Earth, sky.
In many ways, we saw our expedition as a salvage mission to get in and get these records while they still existed.
You're listening to Lonnie Thompson. He's a glaciologist at Ohio State University. In the summer of 2010, he traveled to the Pacific island nation of Indonesia to collect ice near the country's highest peak, Putrajaya. He said that Putrajaya's ice is melting fast.
This is the first glacier we have ever drilled where it rained every day on the ice. So we had one case where we had a tent that sat there for 2 weeks. And after 2 weeks, when we took the tent down, we had lost 30 centimeters from the surface down. Do the calculation, you're talking about potentially losing these ice fields within 5 years.
Thompson said it's important to get samples of this ice while it's still around. He said these ice cores, cylinders of ice drilled from Putrajaya, can give scientists 400 to 500 years' worth of information about climate. That's everything from temperature to precipitation to volcanic eruptions. That's because the different layers of ice have formed over time through buildup of snow. Thompson actually described this ice as a missing link.
So we know very little about the long-term climate history in that part of the world. And so it's a very important history to reconstruct if we can.
Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.